AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In his primetime address to the nation, President Trump said America's core strategic objectives in Iran are nearly achieved.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast. We're getting very close.
He also said the U.S. has no need for the Strait of Hormuz, and other nations should step up to retake control from Iran.
Build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it, protect it. Use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has gathered more than 30 countries that'll meet today to discuss ways to reopen the strait. The Supreme Court appears poised to reject Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship.
In a pivotal case, the president magnified by showing up. He's the first sitting president to attend oral arguments and heard an administration lawyer face skeptical questions across the spectrum about his order saying kids born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Chief Justice John Roberts notes federal law gives citizenship to everyone born on American soil, with exceptions like kids of foreign diplomats and of foreign invaders.
I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
Ketanji Brown Jackson focused on the logistics of figuring out who is entitled to citizenship.
Is this happening in the delivery room?
The president left after about an hour, later posting on social media, "We are the only country in the world stupid enough to allow birthright citizenship. Actually, about three dozen do." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. The Artemis II astronauts are bound for Moon after rocketing away on NASA's first lunar voyage in decades.
And liftoff. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the Moon.
The Artemis II moon rocket blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, carrying four astronauts who will loop around the Moon in the first manned lunar mission in 53 years. 5 minutes in, Commander Reid Wiseman saw the team's target.
We have a beautiful moonrise. We're headed right at it.
On board with him are pilot Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Canada's Jeremy Hansen. They'll set a new record for the farthest humans have ever traveled from Earth. NASA had to resolve an issue with commands not getting through to the rocket's flight termination system, and the countdown was paused briefly to troubleshoot an issue with the battery, but ultimately it didn't prevent the launch. They're now in orbit around the Earth for the first part of the trip and will practice manually steering the Orion capsule just in case the pilots need to take control. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.